fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, it is Tuesday, the second day of August, year of our Lord 2022. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Yes, I'm proud to say we do begin with a Pledge of Allegiance, still legal in all 50 states and territories, even Guam, which I assure you will not tip over if they build too many buildings. And we have with us this morning to do the pledge, Deputy Hendricks. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. Turn it over to you, Deputy.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. Please join me as I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well said, Deputy. Any updates on your homework assignment, sir?
No, I apologize, John. I found out a week ago last Tuesday, a friend of mine's father had succumbed to Alzheimer's. And so I kind of spent most of this past week with his family and as a friend and, you know, mostly out of moral support. You know how it is that when something like that happens. And so I just hadn't had a chance because of that. Well, amongst other things.
Right. Well, no problem. You've got another week ahead of us, and we'll look forward to a report for you next week, sir.
Well, I'll attempt to do that, and should be no problem this week. We're not anticipating any other such events, of course. But it was a natural death. It wasn't caused by the cough shot. I was one of the few people that did take my advice about not getting it. So that was comforting in that, but it still happened. As we know, life goes on.
It does. It does. Well, thank you, Deputy. Appreciate your help here doing the pledge, as always. And have a great week, sir.
You too. And, of course, as always, Kazuski, and y'all take care. God bless.
Okay. Thank you. And we do have patiently waiting in the green room, my friend Leon Green. Leon is a former officer in the United States Navy. No small accomplishment, by the way. Man about town, one of the most advanced preppers I've ever known, and I've known a lot. And we're going to be talking about the events today and how incorporating doTERRA essential oils into your daily life, like I do every day, will help you achieve your goals of having a happy, fun, full, productive life. Good morning, Leon.
I wasn't fast enough, but there are oils that are very helpful that will mitigate the impact of dementia, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's. So please have him reach out to contact me, and we can help his friend and his friend's mother. So I would definitely like to be able to do that.
Well, the person who had the Alzheimer's is now deceased, so that's no longer an issue.
I didn't catch that. They had deceased. He said they I got the impression they had deceived it. The diagnosis of Alzheimer's. I didn't realize it was.
No, the person has deceased, and that was that's the end of that story. But I'm sure there's many other people who would like that information. So while we're discussing the Alzheimer's, and by the way, what we're finding with Alzheimer's dementia is that almost everybody suffering from that has had a prescription pharmaceutical product for anti-cholesterol purposes. Your brain is mostly cholesterol. And yes, you can, in fact, cut down cholesterol with these prescription products and harm your brain. But what do you have for us in terms of oils, Leon?
Well, the oils that are best for that are frankincense, specifically for Alzheimer's, because it actually crosses the blood-brain barrier and actually protects the cells that, you know, like you're talking about, that are involved in that. So, and that's one of the four oils Dr. Hill recommends every day: frankincense, On Guard, lemon, and balance. And so those are the ones that I use as a prophylactic, specifically for that, for the cleansing, lemon, for the mood moderation, either high or low, that's balance. And then there's On Guard for prophylactic and immunity for bugs and infection. And then lastly is frankincense. That's also for mood. More importantly, it's also anti-cancerous and anti-tumoral, and it also protects the brain as well.
All right. Your connection seems really good this morning, Lee. I don't know what you're doing different, but maybe it's just a spot your end. But excellent audio this morning. Well, Leon, there's been a lot of media attention to the Speaker of the House, who's two heartbeats away from being president, which is pretty scary in and of itself, traveling to Taiwan. I believe her plane touches down this morning, I think about 10 a.m. our time. The People's Liberation Army has threatened to shoot down her airplane. I find it pretty unusual that these threats are happening now, because American officials have been coming and going from Taiwan for decades. There's nothing new or unusual about a high-level American official visiting Taiwan. What do you think's different, sir?
Obviously, this is posturing, but from what my understanding was that in the past, they would get authorization. They have to go to Beijing first and get authorization and then fly to Taiwan. And so if they are, you know, reneging on their agreement that they've had with Beijing, you know, since Nixon, then that's one thing. Or is CCP just so livid right now and so power hungry and so much bravado that they are pushing it? So I don't know the official. I would love to see what that is.
Well, you were an officer in the United States Navy. You know, when you were in the Navy, the United States Navy, our Navy was considerably larger than the Chinese Navy. That's no longer the case, is it, sir?
Absolutely not. I mean, they have nationalized many, even the Bolan Wolof ships, those have been nationalized. And so, in that regard, by just grabbing everything in your inventory or everything that's attached to the country, because everything's pretty much owned by CCP. And did you hear that Alibaba, they pretty much stole the whole company from him? Just recently, I heard that on media, and I was like, really? So here's, you know, he was like one of the top 15 wealthiest people in the world, and CCP said, oh, we're taking Alibaba lock, stock, and barrel.
Is Alibaba a Chinese national?
Yeah, no, Alibaba is the name of a website. So it's like...
Okay.
Yeah, but they are like... I think it's the second largest in China for purchases, But a lot of Americans buy on there because they can still get the same stuff made by the same company, just shipped directly from China to here. Or anywhere, for that matter. But yeah, his name is Hu, and he lost his company to the government. So I want to research that. But it's just like, you know, the Russian, you know, what do we do if we're mad at Putin? If somebody knows Putin or is a mogul, they'll grab their mega yacht in France or Spain. And, you know, then they blocked another, there was another mega yacht that was in some European country in the north, and that was also grabbed too. So they're just stealing around the world. So it seems like all these power elite are using reasons to be vindictive against other countries. And Putin's mad at us, so we're like, okay, we're not going to give the Germans like 20% of the fuel and liquid natural gas, and so we're going to say force majeure, you know, act of God. We can't get parts, and so the Germans are going ballistic right now, and they're pulling things out of mothball just to get through this winter. So it just seems to be a tit for tat, and if China does anything like that, it would be quite a statement to take out a secretary. The sitting house of the sitting House of Representatives, or actually the Speaker of the House.
Well, it's not unusual for people to lose their businesses in these foreign governments, foreign countries. A friend of mine in college, he went to Mexico in the mid-1970s, around 1974 or 75, and he started a brand new company for something people had never heard of before, satellite television. And he became quite successful very quickly selling Mexican citizens satellite TV setups with, at the time, they had these massive 6-foot or 8-foot dishes and all the equipment that makes them run. And he was enjoying his success, and he comes into his office one day and finds it's no longer his office, that it had been taken over by somebody with connections to the Mexican government. So that's the way it is once you leave the United States. The rule of law, as we know it, does not exist in many parts of the world. Even England, which because of the Magna Carta centuries ago, gave us the modern, was the beginning of what we consider liberty and freedom with the Magna Carta so many centuries ago. Now even our friends in England no longer enjoy freedom of speech. There was recently, in the last couple of weeks, a British military army veteran, a veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, posted something on the internet that made mentally ill people men who want to be women and women who want to be men upset, and that was enough to get him arrested by the police, because these mentally ill people were upset about this individual, this man, saying something on a social media platform that made them upset. So we still have, in this country, we still have the rule of law for the most part. In fact, Leon, there was a $10 million judgment in favor of some men and women in a hospital up in Metro Chicago recently, awarded to them because of they were being persecuted regarding the clot shot. They attempted to get religious exemptions to not get the clot shot. Their employer turned them down, and they filed a lawsuit, and they prevailed. With a $10 million judgment against their employers. I look at that as a hopeful sign. How about you, Leon?
Exactly. Remember we talked about it. If you quit your job because of, you know, the clot shot and a man being mandated, then you don't have any recourse to freedom for, you know, illegal termination. And so I kept telling people, you know, hold out to the very last second, and, you know, by doing that, and they've already canceled a lot of the clot shot mandates because of it. So, you know, there are some people who at the last minute they took the shot and then found out that they didn't have to legally, and then so now they're still stuck with that decision. So it's almost like and then have you heard about the four pilots that have died from British Airways already? And these are, you know, they have
that happened a number of months ago.
No! This happened last week. They said they had
last week.
Yes, they had four die in 1 week. They're lucky to have one die in a year, and now they're at four in a week.
Well, I'll lay some groundwork here to help people out. Now, I don't know what the standards are for British pilots. My belief is they're probably pretty similar in terms of these men and women having to go through detailed medical diagnostics every 6 months. There aren't very many professions that require you to go through a detailed medical diagnosis every 6 months that I'm aware of. So they also have to retire at age 60, I believe. They're no longer allowed to be, at least in the United States. And once again, I don't know about British protocols. So you're right, Leon, to have one of these outstandingly healthy men and women die in a year is unusual. To have four die in a week is unprecedented, isn't it?
That absolutely. And Mike Adams was having one called ABV. He talked about all these diseases that people are dying from right now. There's been over 1,100 professional athletes who died on the field. Some of them were recorded, and on the video. And so they're saying, yeah. And then the children are dying. And then these adults are dying, and they call them SAD, or the sudden onset of adult death, or yeah, I think it's death. And so just like they had it for babies and children, and now they're saying he calls it ABV, anything but vaccine, is his
That's his acronym. Mike's a clever guy, and I'm glad he came up with that. What they're using for adults is sudden adult death syndrome, SADS. Well, they come up with these clever, slick-sounding acronyms, but that doesn't change the fact that we're having a kill-off. We're having mass die-off. A depopulation is what's taking place. It's a very sad situation that the legacy media, the mainstream media, can conceal this as long as they have, but they will continue to do so as long as they can. I wouldn't be surprised to see Tucker Carlson become more public about this. How about you, Leon?
Yes, sir, and I agree with you in that regard. The other thing I was going to say pertains to the die-off. I'm sorry, I was still thinking about Tucker Carlson threw me for a loop. But there was a video on Brighteon right now that I watched yesterday, and it has Dr. Fleming, and he has 500 professional. His CV or his resume is 90 some pages long. It has lots of patents and everything to his name. He was on the oath and talked about a number of fatalities and how this is a bioweapon. There's no possibility it is not. And he said how Fauci lied about it under oath. And so, have you seen that video yet?
Not yet. No.
I'll forward it to you.
Okay, thank you, Leon. Yes, yeah.
But the impact of knowing that it was specifically bioengineered and under the Hague Convention and everything that we signed, we cannot do gain-of-function research if it doesn't benefit humans. And that was the that was part of the I believe it is either a treaty or an agreement, an international agreement that says, look, if you're gonna do any kind of virus replication and research, it has to benefit humans. It can no longer be a bioweapon. And the U.S. signed it, and we agreed to it. But all the research and the Harvard doctor who was arrested by the FBI, he's in jail right now. He was involved in it as well. There's a lot of things that are going on.
We get back from the break. Let's find out. I'm anxious to find out what the oil of the week is when we get back from the break. The call number is 512-248-8252.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Gentlemen, we're back. This hour is sponsored by doTERRA Oils. I am proudly a doTERRA dealer, and we have with us Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Leon, what is the oil of the week, sir? Hello, Leon. Hello, Leon.
Yes, I'm sorry. It's balance. It's a grounding blend by doTERRA, and it brings a feeling of calmness, peace and relaxation. It can aid in harmonizing various physiological systems in the body and promote tranquility and a sense of balance. Many times when I've talked to people, one thing we were focusing on was PTSD, and I was trying to work with the veterans, and I was astounded that we were losing 22 veterans a day to suicide and one active duty during Afghanistan and Iraq. And when I was working with them 6 years ago, there was so much pushback from the government saying, oh, you have to jump through all these hoops and TRICARE and Medicaid and all these, and Medicare. And I was like, this is insane. People are dying today, and we have ways to help them. And, you know, it was almost as if they didn't want to have it. And then I found out that, you know, there's a German-based company that uses lavender, and they've approved it, but it's chemical. It's a chemical knockoff of lavender, and it has side effects that affect sleep, which is the reason why we were taking lavender in the first place, is to allow them to have restful sleep. And so balance is very effective in that regard. And so in calming you down, and if you're too low, it actually will help modulate your emotions and mental state. And if you're too high strung, as in, you know, ADD and bouncing off the walls, it's also that way. And the reason why I chose this now was because of the important practical uses. And so anxiety, back pain, actually physical balance, as in the brain balance, brain integration, bursitis, coma, confusion, convulsion, depression, diabetic sores, energy, fear, grand mal seizures, grief and sorrow, hernia of the disc, hot flashes, hyperactivity, jet lag, Lou Gehrig's disease, lupus, metabolism,
right.
Mood swings, Parkinson's disease, and seizure. The way it's best applied is to the bottom of the feet, but what I typically do is I just do it on my neck, you know, near my ear, and I also do it under my nose, so I'm inhaling it. So when you inhale it, it actually goes straight to the limbic system, right to the brain. So it is, and I also use it as a cologne as well, so that's why I put it on my neck, so then it gets into the bloodstream. Plus, I've had so many people, hundreds of people over the last 10 years say, what is that cologne? And I'm like, it's balance and sandalwood. And so the oils that are, the single oils that are in this blend are spruce, rosewood, blue tansy, and frankincense. And it's in a fractionated coconut oil. And so balance was very effective in for people who had depression, severe depression. Now, when you start to get to suicidal depression, then you have to go up to the next level, which is Melissa, which is also known as lemon balm. But frankincense is very good. And people are like, well, I don't really care about emotions. Well, you will when there's going to be a lot of dead people, especially if we're going down the pike, you know, of how they want to have everybody own nothing and like it. So in essence, Hunger Games. So when people are starving and people are dying needlessly because of governmental interaction, yes, the emotions are going to be extremely varied, to say the least.
They will. That's the oil of the week. We got a caller on hold here, Liam. We got Dave in New York. Good morning, Dave.
Yes, hello, John and Leon. Good morning. I think sometimes things are rather complicated, and we should keep in mind that some of the best ways to divide people are to establish two opposing points of view, both of which have evidence which supports or could be construed to support a position. But both of these positions cannot be proven, because they can't both be true. So it's interesting, over the weekend I spoke to someone, and they have a relative who was a police officer in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And he shot a guy in the back, and so he was relieved of his duty eventually. And he was trained by Mr. Chauvin. And what she pointed out, being from Minneapolis, was that Minneapolis Police Department has had a huge problem with authority, being just plain authoritative, and they could do whatever they want. Sort of that was the impression I got from her. So she was very frustrated and disturbed about this. For example,
you want to hold on to the break here, Dave? Hold on to the break.
They would just go tase people. They would tase people.
We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Hold on.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
The Biden Biden administration has set another record. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. As of 2 days ago, 609 dead bodies have been found on the U.S. side of our southern border this year. The record was previously set by the Biden administration last year. In his first year in office, 566 dead bodies were found. By comparison, before Biden in 2020, 247 bodies were found. The lackadaisical immigration policy of this administration is encouraging people to seek help from cartels and smugglers for the long and dangerous journey. Where is the disgust and outrage over all of the dead brown people? How is this not a headline from every news outlet in the nation? Kids in cages was a headline for over a year. That is nothing compared to 1,175 dead under this administration. Until tomorrow, Sivas Pashem, Parabellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with
I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand, live and die in Dixie, away, away, away down south.
Okay, we're back. Sorry, ladies and gentlemen, had some technical issues I'm dealing with. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there, information that will educate you, entertain you, make you happy, make you sad. It's a lot, and you need to check that out if you haven't been there in a while. We're always putting new information there, exclusive content found nowhere else, such as the articles written by my friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear engineer at thelibertyman.com. And of course, products that either don't exist anywhere else on the internet or are difficult to find on the internet, such as the energy cleaner, the Liberator rocket heaters, and of course, a very nice $50 discount on each piece of EMP shield equipment. Everything's there at thelibertyman.com. And Dave, there's a lot about the that George Floyd matter that is not well understood by the public. What do you think, sir?
You have to know the situation. I think, what is built up over time, the inequities that may have occurred there, from what I hear, And I hear that this ex-police guy used to tase people off duty and use pepper spray, I think, things like this, that they think they can do anything at any time, whenever they want. And that kind of attitude is not right at all. And if you've got all kinds of abuses going on, you've got tinder for a fire. So who knows? I mean, I've seen the Hennepin County coroner's report. And as you know, John, we can't believe anything today as being necessarily correct. We didn't do those tests. We don't even know. Although there is some evidence, I think, from his behavior and things that maybe he was, on drugs and maybe overdosed some. So the whole thing
is talking about George Floyd now?
A mystery. Yes, George, yes. Yeah.
Maybe on drugs?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, Dave.
Yes, John. How do you know personally that he injected or took any drugs? I don't. The Hennepin County report shows this, but we don't know if the report is true. We don't know if any of this stuff is true. This is the problem.
Well,
and we weren't there.
One thing we do know, after millions of dollars of damage across the country and many people died, they released the earlier video of George Floyd sitting comfortably in the back seat of the patrol car, saying the following: "I can't breathe. I can't breathe."
Yeah,
now,
I know that. Yep.
You know, Dave. If I was an officer on the scene, I would think, "Oh, this poor guy. He's claustrophobic. He wants to be out of the patrol car." He was asking the police
that's
to take
correct.
Him out of the patrol
yeah,
car.
That's correct. That's
now
correct.
They didn't release that video until the cities had burned all over the country, did they, sir?
I don't think
well,
so, John. My recollection, that's true. Yeah.
Well, they
yeah.
didn't, and that's critical.
And I think what's critical here is that you have operatives. You have the ground is dry and ready for a fire, and you have operatives starting the fires. So, I mean,
we're in agreement with that. We're in agreement on that.
Yeah. So the whole details, we could search forever. We could be like James Fetzer and go on and on with all these details that you can't verify, and although he's brilliant and his argument seems to make sense, it's one-sided, and then you just end up arguing with other people who have a totally different perspective. And this is division, and it's not good, but, to get off that topic, I just wanted to share with you something about what I heard the environment was up there, and this is from one person, and so whatever. The other thing is that I got information from a friend in a certain area in upstate New York, and they said that that somebody in their home group was talking to an undertaker, and I don't know where this undertaker was, so I asked for more information, but that he said that they were running out of children's caskets. So, there's another little report of that happening. So,
right. Well, it's more verification.
Killing these children.
Right.
That children are dying at an unusual rate, probably.
Exactly.
Right? And that's what she suggested. Now, one of the key points that I've been making lately, and I sent you an email about this with electron micrograph information from just some selected articles I got off Google. They popped up, the first seven. You can see there's scientific publications. They're looking at diseased tissue taken from diseased people who allegedly had COVID, right? And they had symptoms and everything. They're finding these spherical particles with spikes. It's high resolution. You can see the spikes sticking out of them. They're basically uniform structures. There may be a little variation in size, but the whole idea of them being exosomes or anything else just doesn't make sense. And I've explained this in some detail elsewhere. I'm not going to do that right now. But I'm just saying that people don't, people are jumping to conclusions about all kinds of other things. They're saying the virus doesn't exist. Well, why don't you just look at the data? They've been putting out electron micrographs for a long time. They've also been putting out models. But now there's so many of them out there, you can't deny this. So you have to evaluate the data. John, did you look at it all? And you probably didn't spend a lot of time trying to analyze it. But I'm just wondering what your impression was.
Well, I have not had a chance to look at that, Dave, so I can't comment on it.
All right. Well, John, what I'll say is, since this is an important issue, I'm going to ask if you can go and look at some of those papers and some of the things and read just a little bit of the articles, here and there, and see if anything pops in your head, and see if you know you have a little better idea, because people are getting confused and thrown off. Yeah.
Well, we'll see what we can
do. It's an important issue.
Well,
well, I mean, listen, if there's no virus, then there's no, the biolabs are doing nothing, and they're not responsible. You know, who's responsible for this? So, first question is, what's going on? You know, so.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, John.
All right. All right, Dave. Thank you for the call. The call number is 512-248-8252. Well, Leon, with all these important things going on, there's also day-to-day life, isn't there, sir?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, talking about day-to-day life, yesterday I had something exciting happen. I got down some chickens about 9 o'clock, and I had an egg, my very first egg from the 125. I come back at 4 o'clock, and there's another egg, and, you know, within 2 feet of it. I'm like, oh, boy. So I'm working on the chicken tractor, extremely excited, you know, to see that. And they're small eggs, and they start off small, and sometimes they don't have, you know, there's only a membrane, you know, of an unfertilized egg, and other times they'll be a very soft shell. And so I was excited to see that. And I felt like a proud dad. It's like, oh, look at my little girls, right? But, you know, it's like you said, the day to day.
Well, Leon, before I forget, we got a meet up this week, don't we, sir?
Sure, we do.
So, the John Moore Radio Show meetup is the first Thursday every month. Sometimes a holiday gets in the way. First Thursday every month at the Dietrich Panties Restaurant in the Benton Square Building in Rolla, Missouri. We get together at 4:30 in the afternoon for dinner. The informal meeting goes from 6 till 7. At 7 o'clock, Leon takes over the training, and I go home, typically. Last week you said the training is going to be a surprise. Is it still going to be a surprise?
Yes, sir. Super surprise. Exactly.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, talking about surprises, you know, when you were talking about doTERRA earlier, they have a special right now, which, you know, many people say, well, you know, I only want certain things. So they can actually, instead of getting an enrollment kit, as long as they get any of the oils that they want that are over 150 in product value, they will waive the membership fee. So when you get it as a doTERRA rep, not a rep, as a doTERRA customer with a wholesale account, you get 25% off. And so that's a smart way to get it.
All right. And you want to get started with the oils and use them like I do every day. And Leon, here's what you do. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Under products, you'll find the doTERRA oils. Do a little shopping. Find the largest kit you can afford without going into debt. We don't advocate that. If you feel compelled to do that, PayPal will finance that for 6 months at no interest. That's number one. Number two, get yourself two different editions of the same book. Title of the book is Modern Essentials. You're going to want the 5th edition and the 13th edition. Why two different editions, you may ask? Well, here's why. The 5th edition says things that the Food and Death Administration does not allow in the 13th edition. That's why. Now, those are the first two things. The third thing, if you're in a hurry, and you don't want to wait for the books to be delivered by the Postal Service, and you want to know which oils you need to get started to resolve your issues, just give Leon a call. In addition, if you'd like to start a home-based business to help your family, your neighbors, co-workers, people to go to church with, get improved health and get access to the exact same oils that Jesus used, such as frankincense and myrrh, then give Leon a call. And what's that telephone number, Leon?
Yes, it's 303-495-2188 in Mountain Time. And please leave a message. I have so many, I don't know if everyone else does, but I have so many spam callers, I don't even bother to call back unknown numbers because, you know, I just get added to the next list. So it just multiplies like a nasty hot shot virus.
Right, right. Well, if I get a call from an unknown number, I just hang up on it. We had a call on hold here at Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Leon. I wanted to ask Leon a question about one of the oils, but I also wanted to make a comment about what Dave in New York was saying also, because there's been some new stuff come out just recently. But with the, I'd like to ask you, Leon, about the, I got your oils and most of them are working really good, but I'm still having problems with the itchy, watery eyes. And I don't know what's causing it. I think it could be something, it could be something in the house, but I think it's mostly because I live down here in Florida. We get a lot of pollen.
Yes.
It's coming in from, you know, it's just general allergies of some type. But it really kind of bothers me. So I'm wondering what in the world can I use to kind of, that, you know, I've got in my kit. I got one of those kits that would help me with those eye, with the itchy, watery eyes thing.
So if it's indeed allergies, the one that works very well is...
Which one?
It's called Tri-Ease, or you can make it yourself.
Yes.
Make it yourself. And if you have that, it has lemon, lavender, and peppermint. And lavender...
Yeah, I have the Tri-Ease.
So are you using that yet, or are you not, you're still not?
Yeah, I've been taking one every morning.
Yes, and it may depend on, you also got to remember, the pollen count is not always consistent throughout the day, especially since you guys get dumped on in rain, and so it'll knock a lot of the pollen right out of the air. So then now it kicks back up in the afternoon, and you're like, oh, why isn't it working, you know, 24 hours? So it really depends on how much exposure you have. And then the other thing... I assume because you're one of John's listeners, you're not in pharmaceutical drugs, but there are so many drugs that have, as a side effect, a mild side effect, is watering of the eyes or dry eyes and things of that nature. So you'd probably best, if we could speak, to find out if we can do some research.
Well, actually, I don't take any over-the-counter medicines at all anymore. I used to, for a long time, I was taking a lot of these... these things that SSRIs and all these kind of things that they give you, you know.
Wow.
And I had a little PTSD thing there going for a while, but it's okay. I mean, it wasn't really combat related. It was just from all the stress I've been through in my life. But at any rate, they had me, the VA had been giving me medicines, you know, for PTSD on it. And I weaned off of all that stuff in years, and it took me a long time, but I don't take anything anymore. But about the only thing I have problems with is the allergies and just some of the, some problems sleeping sometimes, yeah. So I'm glad to hear what you were saying about that one earlier, lavender to help me sleep, yeah.
But also balance is also, I take that prior to going to sleep as well, because... You know, if you've just read about the assault weapons ban, Bill, and you're all jazzed up and mad, and you're trying to go to sleep, but that mentality is hard. Whereas if you're almost depressed,
I try not to take all the things I hear about going on, because I hear so much and read so much about all this stuff all the time. You know, everything is just, you know, culminating. You know, but I do my best not to take it to bed. But But anyway, I wanted to comment, John, if I could, about Dave there before we go too much further. I don't want to spend up too much time. But just yesterday, I was looking at a video, came out a couple of days ago. This is a person from a lab floor, and she was saying that in the early days when they were first coming out, her lab that she worked for, was one of the ones that they were hired to find stuff, you know, to prove that there was COVID-19. And her lab was to find it. She said they ran all the tests they could, including the Koch's postulates. And she said they found nothing. And she said they never did find anything. And she said that manager, the lab who was in charge, kept pressing them, and they kept running the tests. They did them over and over again. Never could find anything. So they went. Then she said they went to other labs in the area. She was this woman was from India. I don't know where her lab was, but it was an Indian from India. And she said that they grouped together and talked to like 200 other labs. And they crossed data, and she said they were all finding the same thing. None of them could find anything. And so they reported this stuff back to the people who were hiring them, And I think this was coming from, like, Anthony Fauci and the CDC, but she said the person who was under Anthony Fauci told them they had to find something and call it SARS-CoV-2 or COVID-19. And she said out of the 200 and something labs, that they 20 of them, and hers was one of the ones, decided they weren't going to go along with that. And she said the rest of the labs all agreed with that and were being strong-armed, and so they went back and they found something they called the COVID-19, and that's what they, and that's how that started. But she also says that out of the 20 labs, that her lab in particular, she said that her lab has been raided. They took all their information and they were shut down. So there we go.
There we go. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Thank you. Got a break. We'll be right back.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store. Or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation. But today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one, RAD, consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We shall defend our island, whatever the cost may be. We shall fight on the beaches. We shall fight on the landing grounds. We shall fight in the fields and in the streets. We shall fight in the hills. We shall never surrender.
All right, and we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Leon, this hour has flown by. We got two more hours, the Tuesday morning roundtable. And we'll have, I'm pretty sure, Stephen Ben Noon with us for part of the time. Jeff Nyquist will be with us. Unclear about Steve O'Neill. But the Tuesday morning roundtable is something I always look forward to. How about yourself, sir?
Yes, sir. Matter of fact, I was just sending a text to somebody in Canada. He was asking to learn more about it as well. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. And the varied topics are are definitely a way to go. And you were talking about, you know, every day. And I don't recall what your prepper tip of the day was. What was it, sir?
The prepper tip of the day is to check all flashlights, batteries, and chargers. I may have skipped that. We all have flashlights from entry-level cheap stuff to high-end. Well, I have some high-end stuff. I'm sure you do, Leon. But what the most common problem with flashlights is leaving the batteries in them and having those batteries leak and cause damage. So if a flashlight's not in daily use, or more appropriately, nightly use, just keep the batteries out. The handy thing would be just to put the loose batteries and the flashlight in a Ziploc bag to keep them together, because battery damage can really ruin any kind of flashlight, no matter how good or how cheap, right?
Absolutely. And it's not only flashlights. I mean, night vision goggles. I had somebody who had, you know, we were in a class together, and he had $3,000 night vision goggles. He lent to his buddy to go hunting, and the guy left the batteries in there, and he ruined the entire set. So for people who have important items, you know, that are in Faraday cages, everything in the Faraday cage should be, you know, taken. You know, all the power packs should be removed from those just for that specific reason, because you're trying to use them for a grid down scenario when, regardless if it's a Carrington event or a EMP event, regardless, you want to protect your items. So I would definitely recommend that, and glad you brought that up. And another thing I thought about was tools and tool parts, because, you know, how many times do you need nuts and bolts and screws and you don't have them? And so I would definitely recommend, if you have a Goodwill, or in this case, like a Restore or Habitat for Humanity, I used to have three of them in Denver, and I'd just stock up on all sorts of things, nuts and bolts. You can make a lot of things with rods, right? You know, but making a nut is much more difficult, per se, than making the rod. I mean, making the, you know, screws and things like that. So, you know, buy these things right now while they're cheap, because everything is going up and they're becoming more and more rare. So, I mean, I go to the local stores and like, no, we don't have it, and we haven't had it in 3 months. I'm like, wow. So mine would be, you know, get on the ball about fasteners and things of that nature, because you won't be able to make glue and things like that. And I don't think they're having enough horses and cows for people to have the sophistication to make glue, you know, in an emergency as well.
Absolutely. I could not agree more, Leon. And we got a top of the hour break coming here momentarily. We will have the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We'll be joined by Jeff Nyquist. Steve Ben Noon will be with us for part of the show, we believe. And Steve O'Neill is questionable, but hopefully he'll join us for a while also. Here's our break. We'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. Fuck you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central. And Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.